To suck in my belly, though.
Be fine. Okay, so he's the image of your entire body.
But have you found my weapon?
I think so.
Have you?
Okay.
Go on.
If we turn it round, I believe you've got a knife placed on the small of your back, but between your bra.
Well done. It is. It's actually a knife. It's a ceramic knife that I stuck into my bra strap. Awesome.
And the radiation, reflected radiation, found it.
It really did. Excellent stuff.
With a new generation of scanners rolling out at airports across the UK, checking in has never been safer or quicker.
It's an amazing bit of tech, but it does raise the obvious privacy questions, because there's going to be people at home watching that who are going to be thinking, I am not going to walk through that.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
It is understandable, absolutely. But for those scanners, first of all, the operators of the visual part of the scanner, okay, the imaging, are nowhere near the scanner. So they never see the individual that goes through the actual scanner. They're always same-sex operators. A woman goes through, a woman operator looks at the image.
Yeah.
The images are never recorded. And also, because the whole scanning technology is based on contours, your underwear is so close to your body that it kind of helps conceal the more detailed bits of your anatomy.
Your bits and
which
bobs.
Helps.
Your bits and bobs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fair enough. There are still people who are going to be worried about this.
Mm.
So my question is it going to be compulsory?
Well, so far, these scanners haven't been rolled out across the UK, and the guidelines haven't been all set in stones. And ultimately, it's going to be down to each individual airport to decide.
Okay. Yeah. Liz, something I was a bit more curious about is the safe exposure limits of these things. I mean, say, for example, I was a frequent flyer and I was going through these things 5-10 times a week. Is that too much?
No, I fly a lot for my job, and I had the exact same question. And these scanners have been rigorously tested, and the results are they don't cause you any harm. I mean, the operators around the actual scanner itself can stand beside it 24/7, and the health risks are negligible.
So there you go.